You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is the Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller, Debbie Bautista. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, Mark.
We have Election Day this Tuesday, and of course, KVML Radio will start the national wall-to-wall coverage beginning at 6 o'clock this Tuesday night, followed by national and local election results coverage at 8 o'clock, and all of the numbers will be posted on mymotherlode.com. But before we get to election results coverage, first, let's talk a little bit about this particular election. I know the elections office is going to be open in downtown Sonora tomorrow. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. As always, we're open the Saturday before election, so tomorrow morning we'll be open between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock for anybody who would like to come down and vote, for anybody who would like to come down and drop off their ballots, or for anybody who missed the deadline to register to vote and would like to register to vote. As long as they come down to 2 South Green Street, they can be a conditional voter and they can register to vote tomorrow and vote tomorrow, or they can come down Monday or they can come down Tuesday. But again, they have to come to 2 South Green Street. They cannot go to a polling place and try to register to vote.
But no matter where a person lives in Tuolumne County, they're able to come down to Sonora tomorrow and vote.
Correct. And same thing with Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
So if they live in Strawberry and they get called out of town for their job, and as they're driving through town, oh gosh, I'm not going to be here Tuesday, I want to vote, they can drop off at 2 South Green Street and they can vote right then.
The majority of voters in Tuolumne County use mail-in ballots, do they not?
That is correct. Right now, we are sitting at 82% of the voters in Tuolumne County vote by mail.
That is a lot, but we still have polling places.
We do. We have 27 different polling places, and now we're down to 22 locations because two locations, Pine Mountain Lake and Mila Villa, were not able to accommodate us this year because they had conflicting events.
Uh-oh.
So the people who normally vote at Mila Villa, please go to the fairgrounds to vote. And then the people from Pine Mountain Lake, they're going to have to go to the Groveland Community Hall or building to vote.
And that'll be this Tuesday. And what time are the polling booths open? The
polling booths are open statewide from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at night.
Maybe I'm a little biased. It just seems the easiest to use a mail-in ballot.
A lot of people like to do mail-in ballots, but we also have the people who like to go to the polling places or go to a location, get behind the curtain or behind the four-way booth and mark their ballot there.
And wear their little I voted sticker.
Well, you still get your I voted sticker.
I noticed that.
Yes.
But nobody wears that.
Well, you come by our office. We have a lot of I voted stickers, and we'll be glad to give you one.
All right. Has there been an increase in voting registration just since the primaries earlier this year?
Absolutely. So for the June election, there were 30,932 voters in Tuolumne County. For the November election, as we sit right now, there's 31,999. That's an increase of 1,067 voters just between June and now.
Is that unusual for midterm elections?
Yes, that's pretty high. I think that with a lot of the local elections, I'm hoping that that helped. We really did a push for the 18 to 21-year-old voters. I think that there is a lot of interest in this election, and to kind of prove that point is that as of today, not including today's mail because we haven't opened it up yet, we have received back 9,711 ballots for vote by mail, or almost 37% of the people who could vote by mail. And if we compare that to June, that is about 1,000 ballots more than I had Tuesday night.
What is the deadline to mail in those ballots?
As long as your ballot is postmarked Tuesday, you will get 3 days for us to process it. But we ask you not to do that. We really ask you to either mail them, you know, whenever you're done, drop them off at a polling place, drop them off at our office, preferably before Tuesday, so they'll be in Tuesday night's numbers.
And in really close races, locally speaking, how long could it take before we all know the final results?
I have 30 days in which to certify an election. We usually don't take that long, but we usually take about 3 weeks.
And this is the time of the year I will hear a few days after an election, we have to count the provisional ballots as well. What are those?
Provisional ballots are the people who go to a polling place, not to South Green Street, and that is not their location. They either left their vote-by-mail ballot at home, or the person who lives in Strawberry but is in Groveland for work and wants to vote. A poll worker will still give you a ballot to vote, but it'll be the ballot for that location, which, if you lived in Strawberry, there could be races on at Groveland that you would not be eligible to vote for, or conversely, there could be races for Strawberry, your supervisor. There could be races up there that you're not voting for because you're in Groveland, but then we process the ballots, after we process the vote-by-mails, after we put in all the voters who voted at the polling places, then we validate that you did not vote anywhere, and then we will count that ballot, but we will have to duplicate it on your correct ballot. So we would duplicate it on the ballot you should have gotten because you lived in Strawberry.
Debbie Bautista, anything else before I let you go?
If you're not registered to vote, come to 2 South Green Street, and you actually will be able to vote. And if you're all done with your ballots, mail it in as soon as possible, or come down to 2 South Green Street, and you'll get a sticker.
Thanks for taking your time out and joining us this morning.
Thank you.